Okay, I'll talk to Prudence.
Hello.
Hi, Prudence.
I'm Prudence.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yanti.
Very nice to meet you, Yanti.
You too, Prudence.
How are you today?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, just okay.
Tell me something about what's happening for you today.
I have to do lots of chores. Basically, and run errands for school as well as for home, so I'm just going to be running around the campus a lot, as well as...
And do you have a plan for your day?
Oh, definitely.
Good.
Yes.
Good to hear. Tell me about your plan.
Well, after this, I'm going to have to probably go to the city centre to pick up a package, and then I might come back to the campus to pick up a folder from a friend and then go to the postgraduate office to send something off to them and go to my previous rental agency to drop off things there, and then I'm gonna like head back home and start work.
That sounds like an awful lot of things to do before you start work for today.
Yes, I just want to get them out of the way first so that I can like focus on work.
Well, that's a good plan so that you won't be distracted by all of the other things that you
yes,
need to
definitely.
Do.
Yes, definitely.
Get them done, and
right.
You can go and enjoy the sunshine while you do them.
Precisely.
That sounds like an excellent plan.
Yes, it is.
And tell me what else is happening for you this week.
Going to London tomorrow and to attend an award ceremony. And I'm going to be staying over there to visit my friends that I haven't seen for a while. Probably do some window shopping since I haven't done that in quite a bit.
Well, that's sensible approach that you do window shopping and you plan your purchases before you make any buy.
Precisely.
I don't enjoy this kind of impulse shopping. It's
precisely.
Not
precisely. I'm going to come back and on Friday and work, and Saturday I might be able to start fixing and tidying up that new house.
You might be able to?
Yes, because if the weather's great, then I might just go to St. George's Market.
I see, I see. So you have a contingency plan for good weather and another one for bad weather.
Yes.
That's very sensible of you, Yanti. I am impressed.
Thank you.
So tell me about your work, Yanti.
I do bilingual studies. With children and also working memory studies with them. Sounds exciting. Well, it's exciting for me because I like working with children, and the topic is interesting because I can relate to since I'm a bilingual myself. So it's something that sometimes I didn't think of before, but I'm beginning to like understand a little bit more now why I did the things I did or could not do the things I could not do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've come to a better understanding
yep.
of yourself.
Yes.
Well, that's very good.
You know. So.
It sounds like you have quite a practical approach now.
Well, a little bit of both, because there are some things that I realize I don't do, but the children would do because of differences in proficiencies, and there are things that I, and vice versa, because, you know, I guess a lot of the things that we do or don't do depends on our proficiencies in both languages, and there, so I guess, you know, if you're a bit more proficient in one language and so much less proficient in another, then there are things that you would do. Like in my case, I guess I'm equally proficient, so there are things that I do that they don't do, vice versa.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Oh, I can't think about it right now because I only know about it when I come across it. I just don't remember. I was thinking about it yesterday, but I just don't remember what I thought about. But yeah, something about switching codes, like language mixing, for example. I think they were saying something about people who mix languages. They it's because things just come easily in one language, and the other language, you just tend to use it, and because I don't remember exactly what, but I wasn't sure whether or not it's because I was not proficient in that language, but it's more because sometimes it's easier for me to like the concept in the other language is more well defined or more robust than the concept in the language I was speaking in. So if I were to like speak in like, let's say English, but there was like a Malay word that fits it better than the English word, then I would use it. So because it defines it much better than, you know, than the English word, and vice versa, of course. And that's sometimes one of the reasons why I use it. But I do realize though that when I am mad, I tend to like speak in like whatever language that comes in my head.
Well, then maybe it's not a good idea to get angry very
much. Yeah, that's true.
Not to confuse yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
That's good. You seem to have a sensible approach and you've got some good thoughts about your work.
Thank you, Prudence.
You're very welcome. Can you tell me something else about what's going on in your life at the moment? Someone told me that you had just moved to a new place.
Yes, I did. Very good place because it's a quiet place and people there are more professional and families, and they're not many students there, not that I know of at least. And it's a much nicer apartment. It's warmer, it's got more light, and it's got a bathtub, which what I really wanted because I really love to have baths and stuff.
It sounds like a much better environment.
Oh, definitely. It's much better place for a couple, I guess, because the previous one, it was just much too studenty. It was just a bit horrible for us since we were not used to that kind of accommodation. So it's a bit hard to like get back to studenty accommodation when you've been like in a couple/family kind of accommodation and you're used to the comforts and stuff like that. So
excellent. So you're in a much better place.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have plans for how you're going to decorate?
Yeah, but I think I'm going to wait about it after Christmas, because I was thinking of going back home to Malaysia and get my stuff from there, because I just don't want to spend too much money here. Plus the stuff that we have back home, or the stuff that I have like, you know, like sentimental affinities to, and I've looked for them like for quite a while. Some of them like, you know, gifts, some of them are like things that I really, really love, because, you know, just finding them while window shopping or something. So I just want to, you know, like just want to bring something familiar, you know, and bring something familiar here and just get the apartment to, you know, to be the kind of place that I can relax in and mm-hmm. be familiar with.
It's good that you're taking time to build your home properly.
Right.
To be a comfortable place.
Right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me, Nancy.
Thank you, Prudence.